This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More hostages will be released this weekend to Israel. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has received a new list of hostages to be released by Hamas on Saturday. It would be the second batch of hostages to be released by the Islamic militant group under a four-day truce. Netanyahu's office says it has notified the families whose loved ones are set for the new release. Most of the Israeli hostages released by Hamas in the first batch were said to be in good health after returning to Israel. The hostages freed today included 13 Israelis, 10 people from Thailand, and one from the Philippines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ahead of international climate talks, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited globally important Antarctica, where ice that's been frozen for millions of years is melting due to human-caused climate change, sending the message that we, quote, absolutely need to act immediately. The visit comes just before the COP28 begins in Dubai. Guterres, accompanied by Chilean President Gabriel Boric, witnessed the thawing landscape firsthand. Antarctica plays a significant role in regulating Earth's climate because it reflects sunlight away from the Earth and drives major ocean currents. Guterres mentioned the big responsibility of Sultan Al-Jaber, president of the upcoming climate talks, and head of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, has to encourage more clean energy investments. Double amputee Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole more than a decade after shooting his girlfriend through a toilet door at his home in South Africa in a killing that jolted the world. A Department of Corrections spokesperson said Friday that Pistorius will be released from prison on January 5th. Pistorius was one of the world's most admired athletes when he shot Reva Steenkamp multiple times on Valentine's Day 2013. For additional stories, 24 hours